I discussed, we're in the middle of a discussion about the definition of a principle of mitzvah baba avera. We have defined mitzvah baba avera according to Tosfos to say that the avera facilitates the mitzvah is only accomplishable by the avera. And according to the Rambam, we have said it's so chepsa that there's somehow a tainted chepsa mitzvah. The chepsa mitzvah has iser, soul, something negative running through it. And we had several nafkaminas to this question over here. We had discussed potentially mitzvah baba avera by shofar. We had discussed whether or not a lulav shalashera shalirani dachas is possible because of kasuse mechtas shiurei or because of mitzvah baba avera. We discussed the Birkas Avram's potential rejection to Reb Chaim. I just wanted to share with you a few more insights on this sugya. For starters, we had pointed out last time that the Rambam made three assumptions. The Rambam, again, was of the opinion that shofar, that stolen shofar, is possible. The Rambam, I think, made three assumptions. For number one, is the mitzvah of mitzvah shmir. Number two is that, therefore, the chetzah of the mitzvah is the kol. And therefore, number three is the mitzvah of avera, stolen the chetzah. We take these three assumptions to conclude that a shofar of gazel is kasha. Let us spit the evidence. We pointed out one can argue one of three different mahalakim. One can either argue that the mitzvah of tekiya, not shmir, and therefore, of course, the chetzah is the shofar. One may say, in hachinami, the mitzvah may be shmir, but it doesn't mean the chetzah is the kol, the chetzah can still be the shofar because the kol is non tangible. You need a tangible chetzah. This is the second way of arguing, and the third way we said is maybe mitzvah baba avera is about the process, the tahalich. And not necessarily about the chesed of the mitzvah. We decided to look up the Ritva inside. Ritva in the Sech Rosh Hashanah, when he discusses this, he quotes the Rambam who says it's kosher, and he explains the Rambam's reasoning, then he gives his own reasoning. And he says, Sha'af alpi shebekola hu yoseh, even though you're yoseh with the kol. Mitzvah Abba Avera, it's still a mitzvah Abba Avera. Ubama Yitzrat says, Del Adonav, Yom Adin. Do you think God wants this on Yom Adin? Do you think God wants you blowing a stolen shofar, even though you're yoking with the coal? Still, at the end of the day, what? Hashem doesn't want this. What is the Ritva saying? Can you figure out what he's saying? Can you argue? Do you know what he's saying? Could you put this together? Do these words, are they revealing enough to figure out which of the three possibilities are correct for the Ritva? What? Hold on to that. Well, it definitely doesn't sound like he's saying that mitzvah is the key. That's certainly not the case. It's definitely not option one. Maybe it's the chetza really is the call, but the shofar is ugly enough, the shofar is bad enough that you don't want to use the shofar on Hashana. I could have imagined that. And it certainly could be that, in other words, the way you got this thing was because of theft, and therefore either possibilities 2 and 3 I'd be willing to entertain based upon the Lashon. I don't think it's the first mahalak. In other words, either he's going to hold the call as the shmi of the mitzvah, and the call is the chepta, the call comes from the shofar, or he'll say, at the end of the day, the way you got it was stolen from God, and therefore you don't want to bring it in front of Hashem. The focus he has is, again, Afa Fishavakola who yotzi mitzvah bababeru, mayi drunta zel adonav yom hadin. You don't want to bring it in front of God, God does it. The thing, I don't think it's clear enough to conclude which of the assumptions he disagrees with from the Ritva and Rosh Hashanah. However, we'll do a little more investigation. I think we can actually make a conclusion. Campus, what's your problem?
The Ritva thing can be stolen.
He said, his indication is, it is a problem of mitzvah baba avera because no one would want to bring this to God. Well, he calls it mitzvah baba avera. When he said, would you want to bring this in front of God? That could be just mussar, or it could be the reason why it's mitzvah baba avera. Since he said it's mitzvah baba avera, I know that's the case. However, there is a fascinating Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi here in the Sechet Shabbos, the first week of Paris, in Halacha Hay, Halacha Gimel Rabbi, is dealing with the following halacha. The person hears kriya for a Maasai Shabbos, he's yotzei the mitzvah, and it's not a problem of mitzvah baba avera. So the Gemara in Yerushalmi says as follows: Havrei, Bon, Komin, Rav Yosef, Lokein, Amr Yochanan b'shem Rav Shimon bar Yochzada, b'yohzada. Mat the gezula in a yotze by yidei chavat in the past. What's the halacha? You steal mats are yotze? No. By the way, tangentially, this is the Yerushalmi which caused the ritual. It was a ritual chap because he thought mats was not the rat, that mats did not have a ritual element. There we go. Amr lon tamad gufa beira, baram hacha huavra beira. The Gemara makes a distinction between the case of the Matta Gizula on one hand versus the Kriya on Shabbos on the other. And the Gemara's chiluk is Gufa Avera. How would you translate Gufa Avera? That somehow the Matta is Gufa Avera. That's why the problem is with Avera. Still, Matta is Gufa Avera. What does that mean? Boran Gabe Mat is Gabe, or Gabe in context of it goofa there. What would you say? Why is that different from this ripping of the shirt, the kriya and the beged? That's not a problem with Babera, if it's stealing matches. Why can it goofa there? What would you say?
You're doing the mitzvah
with the actual Babera itself.
Kriya is not the main point.
So
doing like a Babela, whereas eating
matzah in itself is like. In and of itself sounds like what? It sounds like you're dancing, in other words, chef comes from what I wanted you to say. I think that's the case. In other words, it sounds like bigum hamitzvah, there is an Babela. That's one way to read the Gemara. Alternatively, one can read it's not the Gufa Mitzvah, it's not the Chetz Mitzvah, but rather it's Gufa the Avera that triggers the Mitzvah. It's Gufa the Avera that allows the Mitzvah. It's Gufa because of the Avera, which would be the Machmas Pshat. Now, the truth is, the Gemara doesn't spell out what it means, but the Mepharshim do kind of work one way or the other. The Karban Eidah is crystal clear. It goes which way? Machmas. That's what the Karban Eidah learns on the Yerushalmi. We'll see in a second there's a fundamental difference to how the Gemara reads, because the next Gemara is Kach Ani Omer Hoti Matim Rishes HaYachim Rishes HaRavim Ein Yotzik Va Yidei Chavah V'Shatzah. So then the Gemara says if you carry Matzah from a Rishes to a Yachim from your house to a Rishes HaRavim to the thoroughfare, so public thoroughfare, so public area, public building, what's the halacha? The Yerushalmi's words are Lo yatli dechovacha. How, at first glance, when you read that Gemara, how did you think, what do you think halacha was? You're talking not Yosef. Why would you not be Yosef? One question, why would you not be Yosef? Who changes the Gemara? The Ritzvah, the carbon egg, how do they read? Lo yatli dechovacha betesach? Of course you are. You're going to tell me no? Which is unbelievable. This Gemara, the Ramban, is going to say the question, do you have the word bitviyar or not? The Ritzvah seems to learn that the halacha is what? Are you yotzei or not? If you're hamotzi, or hotzi rather, hotzi matza, liverishos, arab, famerishos, ayachim, what's the halacha? According to the Ritzvah, what's the din? You are yotzei. According to the Ramban, lo yotzei. Rabosai, what's behind this combo? Well, guess what's the lemons over here? Is it mitzvah baba there or not? According to the Ramban, why? It is mitzvah baba there. According to the Ramban, not. Okay, but let's get a little deeper. Why should it be? Why should it be? Why should Hotzi Matzah, which is Harabin, be mitzvah baba there? Why should it not be? What question should that depend upon? What is a mitzvah baba there? If mitzvah baba there means that there was a painting of the chetza, some new character, Moshe Sarah, Yochai, Moshe Sarah, did you paint the chetza? Yeah, absolutely. There's an avera to it. There's a chetza, the chetza of Issa, Issa running through the avera, and therefore what? Presumably, yes, the Ramban would probably say, I'm the chetza. Who would disagree that the flush of Bithya? The Ritzvah, and not only the Ritzvah, but who else does it? Carbon A, the Lishikaso. They will say, no, Bithya, you're not going to be Yotze? Of course you'll be Yotze. That's not Machmas the Avera. And Lechora, the Machlok is how to read the phrase Gufa Avera. These two different ways leads to the next Gemara, which is do you read it with a period or with an exclamation point? Because you read Lashon Bithya or you think it seriously. And Lechora, this Machlok is the Ramban and the Ritva, is Gufa chala on our chakira over here as to whether or not the definition of mitzvah baba vera depends upon the sona chetza or the facilitating the facilitating the mitzvah that's for the avera. That was what he had. And therefore, if this whole discussion is correct, we had narrowed down the risk, but did not argue with option one, essentially one of the rounds, either two or three. What conclusion should you draw? Presumably, it's a conclusion number three. One more last naftamina. No. There was a machloket that Shulchan Aruch quoted. Anyone saw the Shulchan Aruch machloket that he quoted? Well, when you say Azul of Haggadah, who's the Pasuk for? Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Yesh Omrim in Shulchan Aruch. Yesh Omrim also quotes the same. Beis Yosef quotes it as well. Who's the Beis Yosef quote? Or Chos Chaim, who's one of the Gedolei HaAchronim. So Shulchan Aruch quotes the Yesh Omrim, who says that if after the Ganim and God, after the Ganim and the Godwin, only them. However, the simple Peshat of Shulchan Aruch is Kol Ben Adam. Who says it's the Farish? The Sfasemis actually says it's the Farish who makes a deal. What's the Sfasemis to do to know that everyone's not allowed to use it? It says Lua Hagazul, not Hagozel Lua. It's not focusing on the guy who stole it, it's focusing on the object which is stolen. What Rabosai might be behind this model? Guess? With Chorav, there's a good chance people realize the same point. There's a good chance. Maybe I'm going to talk a little bit about it. I'm just going to sharpen it one step and make it a little bit different. You'll see. You know, it's important. I think the work is kind of a big fish. I don't want everyone who believes God to be there, so I'm going to try my best to leave up the possibilities. Who makes more sense in the first place? So what's the svara for the Orach HaTzchaim? Somehow it's based upon Gava. I'd say the Orach HaTzchaim makes two assumptions over here. Or Chos Chaim makes two assumptions over here. Number one is that mitzvah hava v'avera is totally in the Mahalich. And therefore it's Davka, the Ganav, and the Gavlan. Now the truth is, I think making these two assumptions is important because there may be other Rishonim out there who believe that the soul of Mitzvah Baba Avera is Haka in the Mahmas, in the Tahalich, etc., etc., Gavra, whatever you want to call it. But they might not necessarily go as far as the Orach HaTzchaim. Meaning, I'm not convinced that Tosfos concludes like the Orach HaTzchaim. And the reason is because the Orach HaTzchaim doesn't just accept the major Yisod when he has an application, he assumes he has as well. In other words, the Hakira is what is the Yisod of the Din of Mitzvah Baba Avera. The Orach HaTzchaim makes two jumps there, actually two assumptions couched in. Number one is that Mitzvah Baba Avera is based upon the process, it's matmos, it's the guy, it's the gavra. Not the chetzah. Beyond that, therefore we limit it to Dafka the gavra himself. There are those who may accept the Yisod, there are those who may believe it's totally in the Gavra, it's totally in Mahma, it's totally in the Tahalich, but not necessarily draw his conclusion. They may be less Kitsonian, they may be less extreme. Let's take around the question, we'll move on to the Menchat Chinuch. One, two, one.
What is that
thing
with the Mahapahe
I have to look at the Gemara.
Rabbanu one more time. Initially, it sounds right. I think there's two ways to read it. Two days, and Rashi had to read the Gemara on top of Lamed Beis. Let me just double check. The answer is very possibly. I don't feel comfortable enough to give the official stamp of approval without looking at the Sugya again. Remind me, I'll take a look at the Sugya. Yeah.
This
one
we said with
the mitzvah. The only way you could have gotten the mitzvah is by the Avera.
Which is what we say in Amasa when you stole it. You were only able to do it by
the and that's why stolen mass is a problem with mitzvah of Avera.
Yes, it should be Masa, not really tested.
Everyone agrees if you steal an Avera, if you steal something, Masa, for example.
Yes, but
it's a problem with mitzvah of Avera. Both studies hold that. Both the Rambam would agree to that.
In that case,
though,
we made a distinction between Kriya and Masa. The way
the Kriya, again, the Kriya is not going to be a problem either because somehow the Kriya on Shabbos didn't be a problem somehow because you could have torn it during the week, so it didn't have to be on Shabbos, which is what the carbon Ava said to Farish, or somehow the Chetza only becomes tainted with Isser once the Isser is done, now all the Isser is done simultaneously. I mean, they're both going to distinguish between stolen matzah ha gizul, I guess, versus kriya for Shabbos.
I'm saying the way I understood it though is that case was direct proof that mom. You say the case that didn't have to do with the Isser's the case was matzah when you did have to do the Isser's comment, so it doesn't bad.
That's one way to read the Gemara. The other way to read the Gemara is when you stole the matzah, you confused chetz of Isser into the matzah. Yet tearing a baguette on Shabbos doesn't put it in the chetza.
Okay.
For some reason. Why not? Maybe because it's a simultaneous thing. Maybe because some other would have to just figure out a way to get around that. There's several approaches that we don't have to go to Shabbos more properly. We'll talk about it. It could be Kriya is not a mice and the mitzvah is a toast. So there's also some ways to try to. Whatever.
And also, what you just wrote there, where you said that when it stops, when it's only up for the Ghana and the Ghana time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because A, it's Mahma, and B, therefore, it's not going to be
God.
Now, if someone wants to work, argue the work is Chayim, they can argue on either one of these two assumptions. Certainly, who would argue on this first assumption? The Rambam, other Chavni people, the Ramban. Now, just because you agree to his principle that a din of Mahma, a din of Halich, a din of God, doesn't mean you can draw any conclusions. I don't know if Tosfos would agree or not. I don't know if the Ritva would agree or not. I'm very skeptical about lining them up because there's a good chance it's just not ends. And again, in terms of my response to Rabbi, what's his name, Schumacher, who told me, his point was don't link up everything because if you link up everything, you can draw a conclusion that Tosfos and the Ritva that you don't know are true. And therefore, it's important to realize that there's a concept of an application, we'll call this neo-risk. Which is basically using the Brisker principles, but just kind of like, ensuring that you don't get caught by people who are looking to get you. And therefore, I don't have to conclude that anyone who holds it's a psilma tali or machmas, Tosa doesn't have to necessarily go this far. Okay. The middle. Yeah.
If the thing there basically just concluding that machmas is not
think about that answer. Let me ask you a question. What was the Minchat Chinuch stand? Minchat Chinuch stand, if you would just have had Mitzvah Hava and Avera alone, then what? Would there be a Mitzvah? No. Would it be achila chutz l'sukkah?
Nothing.
Also no. I figured out the way to make the X to the chart the right way. There was no
chutz.
I should make that one. Let me just make the right one. So it would be a kan mitzvah, but also a kan called esrasei. However, now that we have the Gezeiras HaKasher, what the story, not only is there a kan mitzvah, but there's now yesh kan iser aser. So the chiddush, the pasuk, is to do more than just what? Remove the mitzvah, but even to do what? Make it into a iser aser, I did something wrong. Okay, why would others not accept this minchas chinuch? What assumption is the minchas chinuch based upon, relying upon, that let's just say the Ritva, Tosfos, Reb Chaim, and anyone else might not want to accept? How could someone disagree with the Ritva? Anytime you have machlokes, you want to figure out why did people disagree with each other? What was going on in Tosfos today? Whether consciously or subconsciously he didn't say this chat, presumably there's something about it that he didn't like. What is it? So there's two basic points of the Ritva kind of assumption. That's definitely part of that. I forget exactly how well I'm phrased, but correct. One is that what Steve pointed out, hang on, which is that mitzvah baba avera takes away the halachic mitzvah, but doesn't take away the sukkah. That's interesting. In other words, break it down. You can break it down in two parts if you want to. Number one is that there are two halakim mitzvahs sukkah. One is the, I guess, the kiyum plus the, I guess, the chetza of sukkah, or the entity of sukkah, the halos of sukkah. In other words, number one is that you can break apart these two things, and that number two is that mitzvah Havavavera only destroys Horeis et HaKiyum. In other words, there's a Kiyum and then there is a Halos. In other words, the Minhag HaSidah assumes that there's a Kiyum mitzvah, and there's a Halos, there's a Kiyum mitzvah of and there's a Halos. Number one, is it a Sokka? Number two, is am I getting the mitzvah in the Sokka? Those are two independent concepts that are separate. Not only are they separable, but mitzvah habah be'avera does what? Tears apart what? The kiyum. It doesn't tear apart the halal sukkah. And this is, I guess, would be assumption number one, aleph. Assumption number two would be that the mitzvah habah be'avera rips apart the kiyum, but not the sukkah. And assumption gimel is that the goal of Gezeiras HaKasher is what? Is to erase at halos. Now, if you were a Rishon and you didn't think of it, you didn't want to say it, or an Akron, or anyone for that matter, you wanted to disagree with the Chinuch, or you could disagree with one of three points. Number one is you can argue what? The halos equals the mitzvah, they're one and the same. There's no such thing as a sukkah that's not a kiyum mitzvah of sukkah. You can't break apart the two. Maybe one could argue that way. Maybe that would require a little more thought about sukkah, the nature of sukkah. I'm not sure. Maybe one should have to think and figure out if you go a little bit deeper. In other words, is the halo sukkah and the kiyum of sukkah, are they one and the same or two separate things? What would be behind that? Maybe you would scratch a little bit. You understand?
I have to say that on you would be the like, it would be possible.
No, you break down a tantrum for that business. Everyone would agree to that.
No, but you could say that even if you had the opportunity to eat cooking and you don't, that you the bot, so that would be undermining the first thing. Why don't you say that? We shouldn't say that. No, really, there aren't two types of mitzvahs. If you have a mitzvah and you don't do it, it's always difficult. It's always going to be possible.
Actually, that's really true. I mean, if you choose not to put on sickness one day, you're going to be wrong. And certainly not in bed, meaning you may not be prone. You may be a bum. You know what I mean? We may let you know. Maybe the RX may get you out of sickness, Jack. I think, but in terms of, you know, unless you get popular choking inside of your shirt the right way, you're going to get their own, you know, and then, at the end of the day, it's not like you did not villain, but it's not like you wore $6 handcuffs without, you wore $1 without the shit. In any event, I'm just saying that there may be something a little bit deeper than this. I'm not sure how we're going deep enough. It could be this like real lumpness as to whether or not there's halachic value to a sukkah besides the tiyum mitzvah element to it. I don't know if there's any depth to that any more than what I said. Maybe we'll go a little deeper than that. I'm not sure. The second way to go is to say that mitzvah b'avirah, even if they are separate, destroy the tiyum. But not halosa sukkah. Halos sukkah means it's a halachic sukkah. Meaning, if I eat in this sukkah, I don't get the mitzvah of sukkah, but did I get the isra say of eating outside the sukkah? In other words, if I eat a bagel randomly next to a sukkah, I did something wrong. If I don't eat at all and don't go into the sukkah, I didn't do anything. Totally hard. If I eat my bagel in the sukkah, I get a mitzvah. So there's three levels. Mitzvah baba avera said to Menachem Chinuch, tells me that I didn't get the mitzvah. But eating my bagel in the sukkah, although it's not level one of the mitzvah, is it level two, which is neutral, which is hard? Or is it level three, which is an isra set? Said to Menachem Chinuch, mitzvah baba avera can only strip away the mitzvah, doesn't have the koach to make it a pasul sukkah. Doesn't have a koach to say to Elohim outside. That's what I need to care about kasul. What major svara or assumption is that based upon? Why would anyone do that? Even if there are two separate categories, why would you think that somehow I'm only not fulfilling the mitzvah, but I am in the sukkah? Shouldn't mitzvah baba avera hustle the sukkah? Do you want to say sure? I want to understand what conceptual model of mitzvah havavah avera would tell me that I didn't get a mitzvah, but it doesn't destroy the chalos of the sukkah. It doesn't destroy the chet of the sukkah. What does it do? Why should it? What?
Because
I don't think sukkah is read for you anyway.
Well, not that's the reason.
I don't see you explaining why you're distinguishing. I just hear you explaining the distinction.
Yeah.
I hear you explaining the distinction. I don't hear why one would distinguish.
It's like, if you're trying to do something positive, why you wouldn't want to do something like over there?
I can see why sukkah, the stone sukkah, the whole. You're on the right track. I'm going to sharpen a little bit. Let me throw it back in. I'll start with it. Anyway.
Hang on, hang on,
hang on. Hang on. Rav Shimon Shkot makes the following comment.
That's what I'm saying. He said that when you do a mitzvah, you're still doing a mitzvah, and the wine that he did. You are doing
a mitzvah. I'll sharpen a little bit. Rav Shimon Shkot said, you see from the Minchat Chinuch that mitzvah havavah avera is a problem in the gavra, a problem of machmas, not a problem in the chet. Because it would be a problem in the chet, if it would hassle up the chet, so then what? You would already be outside. You wouldn't need the character kind of condition anymore. In other words, that is Rav Shimon Shkot from his Minchat Chinuch. Rav Shimon Shkot explains that because the Minchat Chinuch believes that mitzvah baba avera means it's a possibility, no, it's still the gavra, not still the chet, still the palit, not still the chet. Because otherwise it would make no sense. It would be a psul mechetza, it would mean the whole chetza is there, the whole sukkah is there, the whole sukkah would be bad. There would be no sukkah, there'd be no halo sukkah, it'd be, the whole thing would be off. And therefore, anyone who learned that the psul mitzvah baba avera, the psul in the chetza is gonna disagree. And I understand it. Now, the Rambam will disagree, the Rambam will disagree, etc., etc. Again, I don't know why Tosfot disagree. He may have had to argue on assumption one or assumption three, which is that's not the goal of Gzeiras HaKavod. So I agree with the Enoch Inami. That may have even been true, but the Gzeiras HaKavod is designed for something else, or whatever other reason was. The Gzeiras HaKavod is designed to teach me beyond Ritzvoy, not that it's Papa. Not that Papa Misra said. Or in other words, I'll even sharpen this a little bit, there may be a halakha lemaisa nafkamina. if you spit in a stolen sukkah? Did you violate this rasset? According to the Minchas Chinuch, what's the answer? Yes, absolutely. That's what the Gzeirus HaKafah teaches. According to other Rishonim, I don't know. Maybe they disagree with the whole institution, the whole, you know, chiluk and the application of that chiluk, and therefore, once it's not a good sukkah, the whole thing is no good. I don't know Rambam would probably learn that way. The Ramban would probably learn that way. However, Tosfos and Orchat Chayim and Orchat Tadiyah and Orchat Chayim and whoever else holds it, the Psalm of Mahmas, the Rush, whoever else, what are they going to argue with? They may talk and disagree with the Mitzvah. Okay, there is no Isser Asay, it's just the lack of a Kiyum Mitzvah. But they don't have to. Okay, that takes us through to the Mitzvah Chinuch. So if I'm not mistaken, we had opened up our topic with several answers. We had spoken about Rav Chaim in depth. We had spoken about the Mitzvah Chinuch in depth. I'd like to talk about Tosfos and Daf Tes now. And these are all that we showed if we disagree with the third assumption based upon yesterday that there is a principle of Mitzvah Bavavira, not like the reason for the first day who rejected it. And Mitzvah Bavavira does apply to Sukkah, not like the way the Rish recorded Tosfos, we also recorded the Ramban, the name of Paris, who believe that it's Yaska, didn't reach Soy, and didn't Mahalo at Hashem. The people who believe that Mitzvah Bavavira does apply to Sukkah, it's just not written. We had four approaches. One was Rav Chaim, which we discussed at length yesterday. One is the Mitzvah Chinuch, which we discussed today. And last is the Shita of Tosfos on Daf Tes Chaf, who says that Mitzvah Bavavira is only Mitzvah Rabbanan. Is that what's going to be called? Do people agree to this or not? So the truth is, I don't think everyone agrees to it. Who disagrees right away? Who on the page probably disagrees? Do you have Morty? Rabbeinu Tam. There's a good chance Rabbeinu Tam, right here on the spot, thinks that Mitzvah HaBavavira is in HaTorah. After all, what's that? No, question. Yeah, you're right. Rabbeinu Tam, sometimes I just say the word maybe. Rabbeinu Tam, believe the Mitzvah of Avir is Daraisa, and that's exactly why Ula doesn't contradict himself, and that's himself, the Yesh, you know, the Yesh Kedai, Kadi, whatever it is, low Kani, Kani's so good, that's based on Rabbeinu Tam's Chiluk, that's without the problem. And then it's a Machlokas Rishonah, maybe, definitely, but the Machlokas Rishonah as to whether or not Mitzvah of Avir is instituted by the Torah or instituted by the Rabbana. There are others who disagree. Take a look at Tosfos and Tachet Sukkah and Daf Lamed. One gets the impression that Tosfos disagrees as well. People saw Tosfos in Maschil Mishum. Let's just read it quickly. There's two big, you know, there's a lot of Yisodas in this Tosfos. This was the whole Machmas Tosfos with the different Yirsah, etc., etc. It's a big Yisod for that reason alone. However, there are two other interesting points that come out of this Tosfos. Two other interesting points that come out of this Tosfos. Can't it? Right? Do you want to read the Tosfos?
Sure.
Mishum the Mitzvah Bavavera. Just the context of the Gemara. The Gemara said that a lulav is possible days 2 through 7 according to Rabbi Yochanan. Why is it possible days 2 through 7? Because the Mitzvah Bavavera, days 1 is possible because of Lachem, Mishalachem, days 2 through 7 it's also possible. Because Rabbi Yochanan says it's a Mitzvah Bavavera. Mishum the Havi Mitzvah Bavavera. Gehad Vaditanya. Let's stop right there. Can anyone conclude as to whether or not Tosfos here agrees or disagrees with Tosfos on Daf Tes? Or better yet, I already gave it away. Tosfos here disagrees with Tosfos on Daf Tes. What's the implication? How do you see it? What do you have to all the Achronim make over here that Tosfos on Daf Lamed seems to be so to Tosfos on Daf Tes? More, you got it or no? I thought over here. Hang on. You can't do it. Tell everyone. Correct. In other words, why? Well, in other words, how would Tosfos? The question is, why do you need a special Gzeirus HaKatzav on day one? What happened to Mitzvah Bavavira? How would Tosfos on Daf Tes answer that question? He would say,
If the Rabbanan, you always would prefer a pasuk. That's not what Tosfos says over here. What does Tosfos say over here? The pasuk is not always preferred because it's daraisa. What does Tosfos say? The pasuk is preferred because of Shaul, it includes something else. If you wouldn't have had a pasuk, you would have thought you can borrow a lulavan, day number one. By virtue of the fact that Tosfos doesn't give the Rabbanan teretz, indicate that he probably believes that what? It's midaraisa. Furthermore, if you look at the end of Tosha, skip down to Umihu, like the last five words in the line.
Why can't you say there's a hobby, you know, you buy a sukkah, you're not allowed to have shovel, so you can do that answer.
Sukkah, you are allowed to use the shovel.
Exactly. You don't have to, by the rule, you can't have shovel.
That's what Tosha Enough Pass starts off and says, I can't give the same answer over here as I give over there because it doesn't work over here, but Enough Pass it does work because the pasuk will exclude Shaul, but by Sukkah, you can have it because Sukkah Shaul is good.
And that's why he includes it. And again, this is the
when do you see Tosfos rejecting this anyway?
What?
You don't want to say it's a Havamina unless he clearly rejects it. He doesn't clearly reject it anyway.
By Sukkah, he rejects it by Sukkah because he don't have the Shaul answer.
No, that's why he says a different answer. That's not him rejecting it.
I mean, this answer wouldn't work. This answer wouldn't necessarily work.
This works perfectly for lulav and not for sukkah.
Exactly.
That's the problem because lulav and sukkah are different, not because he rejected and forgot to tell you.
Okay.
We can find out more, but it's very tough. Umihu, take a look at the last word on the line. What? I mean, it's a pasuk from Malachi, it's a pasuk maybe from Vayikra. The question is it an asmat? There is the real drush. How can that pass letter than asmat? Tosfos Yimu, but it's real. Continue. Look for me, who at the end, Tosfos then deviates, says that it applies to all mitzvahs daraisa, so that's why Rabbi Yochanan believes it applies to. I'm sorry. That's why. Right, it applies to all mitzvahs daraisa. It applies to maybe mitzvahs drabanan as well. Then Tosfos discusses the machmas thing, and then at the end he says mihu tema. See that over there? God, read mihu tema. Exactly. If you have tevel and you use tevel to make matzah, you're not yotzei. V'darish lei mikra. Exactly. What does the Gemara Pesachim quote as a source for matzah shel tevel being lo yotzei? Does not quote mikra v'avadera. It quotes from a pasuk, right? In other words, the Darish Le Mikra, they learned it from a pasuk. Why learn it from a pasuk? What happened to Mitzvah Bavavera? Tosfos doesn't know the answer to that kasha. Tosfos believes that it's Sarachim. How would Tosfos on Daf Tes answer this question? You always want to quote a real drasha, a real derech hakas, a real didzah, right? The person didn't do that. So you get the impression that not only does Rabbi Tam disagree with Tosfos, but Tosfos on Daf Lamed disagrees as well. And just to support this theory, those of us who are familiar with the other half of Tosfos, if you look at Tosfos' Rush, I would say about 80% of Tosfos' Rush's stuff is word for word the same as Tosfos. He's a different one of the Bali Tosfos, just wrote down his own thoughts once in a while, he ends in his own sheet, he disagrees with something, he explains it more thoroughly, tangentially, by the way. If you ever get stuck reading a Tosfos, one of the best places to go is Tosfos' Rush, because very often he says the exact same thing, just more clearly. Tosfos Rush was a better writer. I don't know why. I don't know the history of the Chachmei Tosfos well enough. Tosfos Rush was a significantly better writer, and all the Chachmei Tosfos would put the Tosfos down the tomorrow. It would have been a lot easier for people who want to learn Marash Tosfos than if you took Marash Tosfos Rush. I don't know why. Just worthwhile. You ever get stuck, you don't know what he's saying, so sometimes Tosfos Rush answers four or five more words, like, oh, look at that, the whole thing makes sense. In any event, Tosfos Rush on Daf Tes quotes the exact same thing as Tosfos, but leaves out who? Rabbeinu Tam. Tosfos on Daf Lamed quotes a lot of this Tosfos, or some of the Tosfos, but leaves out the whole first part and the Kasha at the end. There's a good chance because if Haka is a machlokas between Bali Tosfos and Tosfos Rush learns like Tosfos on Daf Tes, that Mitzvah Baba Avera is just. What? Yeah, sold the Rabbanon. I would assume that's the case in Tosfos Rush. If you didn't get a chance to look up the Tosfos Rush, take a look, it's worthwhile. The problem is when you get the Tosfos Rabbeinu Paris. I apologize, I've been thinking about Makoros, I'm going to close it later on. forgot that Beit Peretz wrote on something. But Beit Peretz holds for us a real, real problem. Beit Peretz says it's follows. He asks in the status of him, why not be mitzvah baba veran matzah shel hevel? And the answer is, do you want to know why? Rejoy and only mitzvahs that are mehalel at Hashem have mitzvah baba veran. Then Rabbeinu Peretz and Daf Tes says, why do we suck at the zula? What happened to mitzvah baba veran? And the answer is, the Rabbanah. Then I'm Bat Lamed, from Ibn Paradeh. Why say mitzvah Baba Meira by Lulav? Why not learn it out from the Gderes HaKasav? And he answers, because of Lulav HaShavu. The problem is, as follows. If it's really Dirabana, the other two Rabbeinu Peretz don't make any sense. If it's really Ritzur, the other two don't make much sense. In other words, if it is Ritzur, well, why not just give the Peretz of Ritzur over here by Sukkah? Maybe hold Sukkah is a Ritzur. Okay, fine. But if it's only Dirabana, that's a better answer than over there. So maybe they're both true. What's going on, Rabbeinu Peretz? Well, if you say Ritzoy, no, you're right, I apologize. If you say Ritzoy, it should have solved the Sukkah problem. You shouldn't have to come on to the decision of the Rabbana. Yeah, you're right. In terms of the three Rabbinic parents that we have, Rabbinic parents on Daf Tes versus on Daf Lamed seem to contradict each other. Now again, Tosfos and Tosfos can be two different days of Tosfos. No problem with that. Rabbinic parents is one guy. So that test is the problem with that Mali. They both seem to be against the Ritzoy Mahalach, because, or at least, the Ritzoy could be against that test as well. How do you put this whole Rabbeinu Peretz together? Maybe the best shot is Tzorachim. Maybe. But I was thinking maybe the following as well. It's definitely not the finish of the Rabbeinu Peretz, so take a look at the Rabbeinu Peretz and see if he's correct or not. If you want to debate it, I'll do it for the first thing Sunday morning. Maybe one can argue Do you know what? We'll let you guys work on Rabbeinu Peretz. I need to stick on my car, so work on Rabbeinu Peretz first thing Sunday morning, we'll deal with that. You got the Alvin, you got the kasha, you have a problem? Take a look at it inside and maybe put up some thoughts. My parents that I have is not good enough that I feel confident enough to say it without having 20 coming to come and sit and really work on it. So guys are counting now. Are we 20? Are we all coming to come in? Be careful in my word. Now as a reporter to Shia, he used to always say, what is the Olam HaTorah thing? He was referring to the Shia. I think they're thinking like, you know, this is the Olam HaTorah. I mean, it was a good shiur, a bunch of strong guys, and these days there's a bunch of talented mechanics around and doing good things, and you know, Rabbanim and Ramim and high school Rebbeim and Rosh Hashiva and Rebbeim of Shul, like, this is our Olam HaTorah. Hashem, we'll work on this for the parents a little bit for tomorrow. That's point number one. I'll take a look at the Tosfos Rosh. Also, if you look at the parents, the footnote Tosfos Rosh may be helpful. Okay. We'll get back to this in Mir Hashem on Sunday if you guys have a chance to think about it. So, just in terms of our structure, again, I'm not sure, in terms of the order I decided to present you, that I can imagine one presenting it differently, I decided to do it. Our kasha, again, is based upon three assumptions. Number one is that the deeper principle of Mitzvah Bar Avera. Number two is that Shai is two. Sukkah, therefore, number three is the Gemara should have.
Russian Hussein. So in terms of the fourth parent, we really spoke a lot about, I think. We spoke about the Chaim, we spoke about the Mitzvah Kedah, we spoke about this postcard, the lower, the Berlin answers, because we're going to get back to the bigger parish. And the last shot was the day of the Ritva, who said the Havamina by Ritzway. And let's just talk about Ritzway in general, because that also works out with this other day of the way the Ritva quotes postcards. Again, postcards here doesn't say it, Tess doesn't say it. The only talks I'm aware of is of the big parent on Sachim and Malachi the big in the context of not special Tevah. What is this idea of Ritzoy? The truth is, the big parent is much more clear than the Ramban and Sachim as well. They also did this love. They use the Lashon of Mahalel et Hashem. But if that's the case, what is Mahalel et Hashem? What is that? You can imagine somehow intuitively carbon being more of Mahalel et Hashem. But how is Lulav being Mahalel et Hashem? This will be issue number two for Sunday. Because Salvechik has four or five rayas written up in the Rishima Chiyurim. I'll put the makoros on them. One's a Raibin, and one's a Tosfos, and one is something else. I'll stick a few of the makoros on the some of his rise out of the Makoro sheet, and I'll also stick the rugs Rishimat Shir on Makoro sheet, so you can just kind of go through and develop the rise and kind of work for the idea yourself. Lastly, the question is, does this Havah Avera apply? Remember correctly, the Ritva had a first day, which eventually rejected based upon the Yushalmi that we have seen today, that Mitzvah Avera does apply according to Shmuel. Who's Shmuel? What are we talking about? That's basically, again, hopefully you know by now, but now I'll just reiterate. The Gemara in the second Sokan Daf Lamed said that the Mishnah wrote that Lulav HaGazel is possible. Is it only the first days or is it all 7 days? So Rav Yochanan says it's all 7 days, and Shmuel says it's only the first day. Everyone agrees the first day is a problem because of Lachem, what does that mean? To be separate, the Yochanan says the problem of Mitzvah Havah, Be'avir. Shmuel thinks it's kosher day to be said. What does Shmuel hold? The Ritva believes that what? Right. Ein, Mistag, Bechlau, Shel, Mitzvah Havah, Be'avir. Who disagrees with this Ritva? Maybe a little bit. But what could one argue? How else could one argue, hey, he does hold the Mitzvah Avodah Zarah, just not by Sukkah? What else could you suggest? What does Tosfos say? Correct. In other words, Tosfos believes that Shmuel accepts Mitzvah Avodah Zarah, Mitzvah Avodah Zarah, who shayir rak le'mitzvos min ha'Torah. And the question you have to ask is what? Why would you say that? Why would anyone create a principle called Mitzvah Havah Be'Avera and say, it's only a problem if it's Dalai, because the Rabbanan, no such thing as Mitzvah Havah Be'Avera. I'm not talking about the Avera, I'm talking about the Mitzvah. One can also talk about the Avera. If you do an Avera, the Rabbanan doesn't have to cross the path of the Mitzvah Dalai. That's not our topic. Fascinating one, but not. Question is, if you do a Mitzvah the Rabbanan, like lifting up a lulav base 2 through 7, is not has that big bullet, but it's no longer a mitzvah. You know, midah rises and lifted up the mitzvah. Mitzvah base 2 through 7 is only mitzvah. The rabbanon lifted up a lulav, but you find mitzvah about there or not. Says Rabbi Yochanan, yes, says Shmuel, no. Why not? Because it's only a mitzvah. Mitzvah rabbanon. Shmuel would agree. In other words, at Petosfos, not the closer to Rabbi Yochanan on his chart because conceptually he's closer. The Ritva thinks it's a fundamental machlokes, does it exist or not? Or I'll even say it differently. You maybe want to break down to Rabbi Yochanan, makes two assumptions. What are the two assumptions Rabbi Yochanan makes? There is a principle, you know, the Yesh Musav is a principle of Mitzvah Havah Be'Avera, and what? Right, and no? Who shayach? Le? So, le, I'm sorry. Le. The lulav is 2 through 7. One can argue and say, hey, where does Shmuel disagree? Either he disagrees with the entire Yisod, who would argue that? After the first day of the mitzvah. And there are those who would say, no, he agrees, he just limits it. Doesn't apply to lulav days 2 through 7. Why not? One option is Tosfos, because it's Yerabbanan. Are there any other ways of limiting it to, let's say, from days 2 through 7? I don't know one. Maybe it only applies to Sunday, but not lulav days 2 through 7 for some other reason. Mitzvah Hashem will try our best to discuss this topic as well. This is the issue number 3 for Sunday. So number 1 is going to be the Stira in Rebbeinu Peretz. The 3 different types of Rebbeinu Peretz. The 3 types of Rosh. Mostly Rebbeinu Peretz. Number 2 is going to be what is going on with Ritzoy? How are these things Marat et Hashem? How is the Lulav Mihalel to God? The Lulav sings to God. The Lulav's an object. How does it do that? That's a fun story. Once I went to Denver to go run a Simchat Torah, I'm going to go make later today. The thing is, man, you know, she was back. I went for Simchat Torah to make later today because the thing is, man, So we went a few days early. You know, one day to go skiing, and one day to go white water rafting, and 1 or 2 days to try our best to impact the Jews in Ramah, which is Rocky Mountain Eagle Academy, which is like the non-denominational school in Denver. I guess it's kind of like a chat like Ramah or something like that. But that's, you know, non-denominational school. So we went in there and we made this video. We took a lulav and esrog in the streets of downtown Denver. We handed it to random non-Jewish people. We asked them, you know, what do you think this is? What do you do with this? So, truth is, we did the video in the afternoon. Somehow, something got batched up. Couldn't hear a word over the MSF. We went down again late Thursday night for our Friday morning party. Now, we weren't fully aware that downtown Denver, Thursday night, you know, we ended up somehow with all these pubs and bars, and all these random drunken people, you know. I walk over to one guy, I'm like, what do you think you do with an instrument like this? Guy takes it, starts shaking it. His friend walks out holding a guitar. They start playing some like original song, you know. The simple shot is a little of not the Hallel at Hashem, you know, with the exception of that one unique story that we know. So what's going on in the Ramban? What's going on in the Rebbeinu Peretz? What's going on in this Ritzvah shot? And number 3 is, what's the scope of Shita Shmuel? Where does Shmuel and Shmuel disagree? Now the truth is, Shmuel is not really on our dock. There's a good chance one could have said, come on, Shmuel, you don't have to talk about Shita Shmuel. You can get through Daf test without dealing with Shita Shmuel. That person would be 100% correct. Sometimes you have to figure out when you're learning here how far off the Daf you want to go, how much not. My felt that Mitzvah Habah Baver is an important, central, critical sugya in Shas. It's a well-known sugya, important sugya. Shmuel is one of the most important people that come up in the Gemara. And the Mitzvah seems to be important over here, so we'll kind of deviate. The Mitzvah link the sugya here, but really the primary source is on that Lamed. I'll just throw out one more small little point. There is a small little textual lashon. If anyone sees Shita Shmuel, there's one word that's kind of fun. Besides Kol, where I spoke about it. If anyone sees Shmuel inside on that Lamed, remember it from seventh grade when you first learned the Lulav HaGadol for the first time? Anyone know what's a funny word? When Shmuel describes his sheep, and he says, Mitoch she yatsa be shakul, yatsa nami be gadu. What was it, funny? No? Mitoch. Because you can use a borrowed lulav, certainly you could use a stolen lulav. If anything, it's like a reverse kalachomer, it's like a kalachomer bekal. In other words, just because if you would say a stolen one is good, say kalachomer, a borrowed one would be good, that I would understand. I could have imagined a person saying that what?
One has borrowed it all, that's all I
mean. We'll talk about, yeah, I think that may be correct. We'll talk about it a little bit. Next time, I think by breath. He does have a funny lashon of because A borrowed one is good, and certainly a stolen one is good. Anything, I'll say the opposite. A stolen one is good, and certainly a borrowed one is good, because a borrowed one shouldn't be as bad. A stolen one should be worse, because you stole it. It's mitzvah baba avera there. The question is, how do we somehow think about these words? Does he mean these words? Does it really mean, oh, does that really, you read aloud dafka? Or could you somehow say that Shmuel actually meant what he said, read the dafka? Mr. Shem will talk about these issues on Sunday.